From NPR Music, WGBH, and WBGO, you're listening to a live concert recording from the 2012 Newport Jazz Festival. For more music, visit npr.org/newportjazz.
It's the Breezy Tent. How are you? You look good, man. Oh, my goodness. We got the best spot of the day, I can tell. How about Lewis Nash? My goshness, he's a great player. I love that man. Come fly with me. Come fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic views, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru in old lava land. There's a one-man band and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there. Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the air. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the word and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me. Baby, let's fly. Welcome, Mr. Lawrence together. 'cause we're together. Just say the word and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. Yeah. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon. This day, hey, come on, fly with me. Pack up, let's fly. Thank you so much. We're going to play some things from a brand new recording that will be coming out October 1st. My goodness, my time frame is all messed up, man. I've been doing so many dates, I have no idea who I am right now. I have lost all my sense. October 1st, a new record comes out. It'll be called 1619 Broadway, a celebration of the Brill Building. So we'll be doing a couple of things from the brand new record today. Also, some very happy things we hope that you'll enjoy from past records. Those of you who've been gracious enough to follow us around, we're going to play all the notes you hope we're going to play just for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If I should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you, and if I should paint your picture too, a painting that showed the loveliness and the brilliance of you, the head art would be like my heart, my soul, and me. Dedicated to you, to you. For your love is a beacon of light that brightens up my way. Because with you I know I would live a lifetime of love in a heavenly way, every heavenly day. And if I should find one twinkling star, one half as lovely as you are, that star would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you, dedicated to you, 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 you. Satan's up my way. To you, because with you I know I'd live a lifetime of love in a heavenly way. Every heavenly takes away. If I should find one lucky star, I'd have as lucky as you. That star would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you, all for you. Blah, 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 blah the heavy jazz people out there, because you know you're the sexiest people in society. You know you're the sexiest people out there, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because of them brims. Because of them brims. Because if you're smart enough to be hip to the music and to expand your notion of what the human life is about and open up your heart and be sensible about things, be peace-loving citizens, and all about just getting a groove on, you're got the brains that people can't understand. They have emotional dyslexia. They think it's all bass-ackwards. Now, jazz people, they've got it going on, see? And that's what makes you sexy. Because, dig, if you have the brains, and let's say, no thumbs. Still sexy. Right? Ah. Still sexy. No brims? No so sexy. No, nobody wants that. No, I'm sorry, no. And how do I know? Cause you dig everything in life, everything you've seen, everywhere you've been, you have been thinking all of the time. It's true. Everything that's happened to you has been made or construed to brood at least passively in the life of the mind. So you dig, memory as such, nothing gets away. Everything you touch finds a place deep inside your inner clutch. And it seems gigantic scenes pouring in from your outer dreams, wrinkle mental stuff in your own scully hut. Once you think it, not you can do to stop, you've simply got to cop. Nevertheless, the thought can really wig you. Like sometimes I'll go for a run, there's nothing I expect to run to, when all of the sudden the thought begins, a feeling like in my brain there's an alien, and it gets funky then I think, maybe I am just a little man in a space capsule riding round in a balloon deep down inside my head, some big old giant's head dig. I'm driving the running, the motion sequence of running and pushing and pumping the oxygen deep in the plumbing, sumping onto some way, somehow keep on moving the giant, keeping him pliant right now. An archetypical synaptical light, a firing anatomical hit is right now getting down, dig, shooting a rapid fire sparkle chemical through the atmosphere here, and thinking that I'm thinking of things only makes me think a kink in a way that only goes aside that Descartes was right. Oh! So you dig everything in life, everything you've seen, everywhere you've been, you have been thinking all of the time. Everything that's happened to you has been made or construed to brood at least passively in the life of the mind. You dig, memory as such, nothing gets away. Everything you touch finds a place deep inside your inner clutch. And it seems gigantic scenes pouring in from your outer dreams, wrinkle mental stuff in your own scully hush. Touch! Kendrick Scott, Clark Summers, Lawrence Hobgood. Please help me welcome Mr. John McLean.
Thank you. say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and you're nowhere. They say the women treat you fine on Broadway, but looking at them just gives me the blues. 'Cause how you gonna make some time when all you've got is one thin dime, and one thin dime won't even shine your shoes. They say that I won't last too long on Broadway. Bus for home, they all say. But they're dead wrong, I know they are, 'cause I have earned all of my scars, and I won't quit till I'm a star on Broadway. Thank you.
John McLean. Clark Summers.
Thank you.
crazy as a loon. Ooh, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. My skylark, I don't know if my heart is riding on your wings. And so, if you see them such a privilege for us to have a small slot here at Newport. We're so happy to be back again. I think this is my second time here ever, and it just gets, it's such a groove, man. We thank you so much for being so kind with us. And we were somewhere out in the wilds of Pennsylvania last night. Woke up at 4 a.m. so we could make the gig here today. And I tell you what, it's definitely worth it. You're lovely, wonderful, jazz-loving people. And we're just absolutely in love with you. Thank you so much. Looking in your eyes, kind of heaven eyes, closing both my eyes, waiting for surprise, to see the heaven in your eyes is not so far, cause I'm not afraid to try and go with, to know a love and beauty never known before, I'll leave it up to you to show it. Right away. Looking at your hands, hands can understand. Waiting for a chance, just to hold your hand. That touch of rain. Sunshine made the flowers grow into a love. love that slowly blew me. And it's so clear to me that here's a dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing. And golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Again, Lawrence Hopgood. Thank you. thing. Go down, lady, 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 go down,
lovely and wonderful that with us this afternoon. We certainly do thank you so much. How about a hand for this tremendous band? Thank drums, the fantastic, the magnificent, the deeply groovy, Mr. Kendrick Scott. Kendrick Scott. Thank contrabass, the great, the epic, the steadily losing weight, Mr. Clark Summers. Clark Summers. Our special guest playing guitar from Chicago, Illinois, Mr. John McClain. John McClain. At the piano, my great collaborator of 17 years, Mr. Lawrence Hopgood. Lawrence Hopgood. My name is Kurt Elling. We thank you so much. We love you. We'll see you again.
Kurt Elling.